left at the top of the hour, and I certainly appreciate Nate also popping in, even though we didn't have a lot of time. But Nate,
yeah, I was a little tardy today. Sorry, boys.
That's okay, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Don't ever do it again, because that would make you tardy again. Don't say it. Okay, let's move on. What do you got?
Yeah, okay. Well, whenever we write a little sports, I try to talk about that. So Q&A with Taylor Gulp, UALR, four-year letter winner, she will be, freshman of the year in the Sun Belt, her first year. They went to the tournament. She's great. I went to the game the other night, Saturday night. She's a phenomenal talent. The thing you like about her is that she can make everybody on the court better. She can score, but she had a better passing night the other night when we were there distributing the ball. She had some really nice no-look passes.
Yep.
If you haven't seen the UALR women, I know a lot of people go to the men's game after, you know, and don't go to the women first. That's a great team. They play great basketball, fun to watch. We enjoyed it the other night. She's definitely the star, and from Conway, so a good profile Q&A with her.
Good.
The interesting comment she made about Joe Foley in Arkansas. And
what?
Well, I'll make you read it.
I can't wait. All right. Moving
her
on.
Her reaction to what happened, some of the rumors in that coaching search.
Okay.
The cover story is about dining on a diet. So we picked five fad diets, gluten-free, raw food, vegan, keto, and paleo. Then
what's keto?
Keto is kind of like the Atkins diet. It's that high protein fat
bacon
diet that all three of us would love to be on.
I'm sorry, do you mean the bacon diet? Yes, I'm familiar with that.
Yeah. So we went and talked to a dietitian, got her opinion on all these, and then we went and kind of talked about them. Then we went scout up five restaurant dishes that you can eat on these, because we know a lot of people are starting diets now. Three of these diets were in U.S. World Report's top 34. So we break it down for you. If you're on the gluten-free diet, you're on raw food or whatever it might be, or the keto one, which you can eat about anything. You just can't eat bread. You need all the meat you want.
Cool.
So we kind of went over that, and I think that's good with starting the year. And
paleo diet is similar to that, right?
A little bit. It's like the caveman diet stuff that is not processed is the biggest thing.
Okay.
Stuff that you would have eaten
when you were a caveman.
Yep. When before there was all the processing and all that.
Eat dinosaur meat.
Good.
And I will move on.
Kale.
I know we're
good.
In the interest of time, but I don't know if you guys have heard. This may be another restaurant we need to go to. It's a new one. It's called Threefold. It's down where your mama's used to be. Your
I'm the mama out of this.
His mama's still there.
Food.
Okay.
But it's a Asian, a Chinese place, Asian food.
On 4th Street? The second location of your mama's?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, downtown.
Yep.
And the thing that's the most intriguing to me on here, Emily really liked the food, and she said the service is good. It's new, but it's still pretty quick, and it's good food. The thing that looks phenomenal on here is this steamed bun, basically a pulled pork sandwich, but, you know, Asian style.
Oh, I love
those. And the buns are
those
huge.
Are so
they're
good.
Huge hamburger buns.
Mm.
Emily really liked them. She liked the dumpling,
love
too.
Them.
You get a noodle bowl. The thing is, it's very simple down there, but it's quick and easy. And for people that work downtown, it sounds like a very good dining option. Everybody downtown, myself included, is looking for new places to go to.
Heck yeah.
So,
what else?
Well, celebrity ballroom dancing. You want to check that out Saturday night?
Who's dancing?
Cheryl Burke.
Oh, yeah.
American Idol. They're going to be in Mau-Mel this weekend.
Is there any local
celebs? Friday, Saturday. Nope. It's all American Idol alumni and So You Think You Can Dance, and then Cheryl Burke.
Hey, don't
she's worth the price of admission as far as
is.
I'm concerned.
Don't forget tonight, Ray Tucker Outdoors. It's a natural coming up after Drive Time Sports.